Morning, looking back on the events of January 12, the day when Doctor Who arrived in Australia. We were a couple of years behind. The series started in the UK in 1963. 2 years later, the Doctor landed his TARDIS on the ABC.
Believe me, my dear, your future lies with David, and not with a silly old buffer like me.
Pow, whack, boom. Another popular TV show of the 60s started on January 12, Batman.
Whoever dehydrated those pirates could not have foreseen their accidental rehydration with the heavy water we use in recharging the atomic pile.
And it's the anniversary of the passing of crime writer Agatha Christie. She died aged 85 in 1976. Here she is talking about the popularity of Mousetrap.
People like it, but who can say why?
Do you ever go to see it now yourself?
Oh, yes, frequently. At least about 3 or 4 times a year.
Birthdays, Kirstie Alley, the star of the Look Who's Talking movies and the TV sitcoms Veronica's Closet and Cheers, is 67.
Hey! Didn't we agree to all wear costumes?
Uh-huh.
Well, why didn't you? Look at me, I'm the only one. I look like an idiot.
That's why.
One half of hit Swedish duo Roxette, Per Gessle, is 59. West Indian cricketer Richie Richardson is 56. He had an incredible record versus Australia.
If ever a man deserved 100 for entertainment, it's Richie Richardson today. That was a super knock. Wonderful inning.
Aussie golfer Craig Parry is 52. He won the Aussie Open in 2007.
It has changed. It's changed a heck of a lot over the 20-odd years that I've been a pro. And, you know, the guys today are flat-bellied and, you know, they're 6 foot. And, you know, when I first come out, there was no one over 6 foot.
And Mel C, or Sporty Spice from the Spice Girls, is 44 today.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never.
There's some of the things we're looking back on January 12.